In this video, let's focus on variables and rest. Variables are important in any programming language as they are used in virtually every single program that you write. Variables can represent integers, strings, characters, booleans, and any other data type available in rest. Variables are bound to values using the keyword let. So if I declare a new variable, I can type let x is equal to 5. Note that I use the let keyword, give the variable a name, x, and assign it a value, 5. By default, variable bindings are immutable. Immutable means that after a value is bound to a name, the value cannot be changed. So if I declare a variable let x is equal to 5, I cannot then later try to change the value of x with the statement x is equal to 6. This results in a compiler error. To be able to change the value of the variable, I would need to make the variable mutable by adding the mute keyword, M-U-T, before the variable name. So a mutable variable will be defined as let mut x is equal to 5, and then x can be bound to another value with the statement x equals to 6. Immutability creates predictability in our code. This means that we don't have to keep track of how and where a value will change. In some cases, you'll want to make variables mutable because the code will be more convenient to write, especially if you expect to reuse the same variable with changing values. Whatever route you choose, there are trade-offs to consider. If you have large data structures, mutating a variable may be faster than copying and returning new variables. With smaller data structures, creating new instances may be easier to work with. Immutable variables might remind you of another programming concept that is common in many programming languages. That concept is called constants. Just like with immutable variables, constants have a value that cannot change. They are always immutable and can't be used with the mut keyword. To declare constants, you use the const keyword along with the type of the value, the name, and the value itself. I know we haven't covered data types yet, so don't worry about the details of declaring types for now. An example of declaring a constant looks like this. Here I have a const named score limit with the type u32, which is an unsigned integer, 32-bit, and the value of that is 100. Note that the convention for constants is to use all capital letters with the name and have underscores in between the words. Constants can only be set to an expression, not the result of a function call or anything else with the value that is computed at program runtime. Constants are valid for the entire time a program runs within the scope they were declared in. The last concept I'm going to cover in this video is shadowing. You can also declare a new variable with the same name as the previous variable, which creates new binding. In Rust, this operation is called shadowing because the new variable shadows the previous variable. The old variable with the original value still exists, but you can't refer to it in this scope anymore. Let's say we have a variable let x is equal to 5. Then we can declare another variable named x with a different value. For example, let x is equal to x plus 1. What happens here is that the variable x binds to a value of 5. Then x is shadowed by taking the original value and adding 1 to it, so the value becomes 6. Shadowing allows the value to be updated again as many times as we use the let keyword again. Each time we do that, we are essentially creating a new variable. Now that I've explained the basics of variables and how they work, next I'll demonstrate examples of variables in action.